Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we've got a great, have a great visit with a good friend, Gal Borenstein. And Gal is the founder and the CEO of Borenstein Group. It's a digital marketing company specializing in social media strategy and branding, digital branding. He's the author of Activate, How to Power Your Brand to Dominate Your Market. And Gal, thanks again for being here. Give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, you can either go on Google and type Borenstein Group, or you can go to www.borenstein.com, borensteingroup.com, and actually see what we do. And, of All course, right. find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So check that out, borensteingroup.com. Gal, one of the things that you talk a lot to quite a few folks about is what happens when social media goes wrong, when things go horribly wrong. Give us some examples of what you mean.
Well, when social media goes wrong, it's the equivalent of what used to happen to politicians that did the wrong thing or said something when the mic was on. Well, now essentially social media is your own broadcast channel. So imagine that every one of us has three or four radio or television broadcast channels where we can say whatever we want. The problem is, if you're a corporation, if you're a business, you have a lot of responsibility to make sure that what you're saying matches up with your audience. So there are multiple situations where we find in our business that corporations don't take the time to actually build a gatekeeper process and an editing process to make sure mm-hmm. that what they say and what they mean is the same. The result could be devastating. So just to give you an example, last year Walmart essentially had an ad that they put on social media for a costume, and they called the costume a fat girl costume. Oh, on its own, essentially, it could be perceived as a joke, as something right. that goes along with
one thing I've learned about women in my life, and I haven't yes. learned a lot, but I've learned one thing about them: they don't joke about fat.
Exactly, and that's exactly what happened here. Walmart.com put that information on as partly the thinking that somebody's going to take it as a fun costume. But right. what really happened is nobody in the marketing department and the executive level reviewed that for context. So without the mm-hmm. context, it went online, and the next thing you know, millions of female shoppers right. at Walmart went on Twitter and essentially trashed Walmart for being yeah. insensitive to women, insensitive to right. people that might be overweight, and most importantly, for having the idiocy, essentially, to not mm-hmm. read what they're putting out there. So that can happen to a big business, but it can also happen to any one of us in terms of being a right. maybe a small business. So just think about your own Facebook page that most of us have now, where we're sharing pictures of our family. But let's right. say that you're an attorney or a professional or financial planner, and you have a very, very successful business that is known for being charitable and hold certain values in place, and then somebody just happens to Google your Facebook page, and the privacy setting hasn't been put in place, and the next thing you know, there's a picture of you completely drunk on the floor during a luau that celebrates your son's graduation from college.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
That might be a picture that'd be funny to the folks that know you. But right. take that out of context and have exactly. your competitors seeing that picture and circulating it among the same people that you're trying to get as clients or maintain your credibility. So a lot of
there's other things. There are other yeah. things too, though, Gal, and that is, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. I mean, there are ways that you can fight against this. I call it the balance sheet effect, and what I mean by that is if you get a bad review, which many, all of us could possibly get in any given day, the way to offset that is to have 10 good reviews up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you can fight against that by banking. By banking good examples of social media comments.
Yes, and I think this goes to the third part of what we are talking about, which is in order to build your trust, you also have to maintain a network of people that essentially like you or like your business and are willing to participate in being part of your social media community, which means if you have people, obviously we can't make everybody happy and somebody's going to complain and might go to one of those websites where they're trashing your business. But most people do is just go into a panic and thinking, oh, my God, my business is ruined, my reputation is ruined. The reality, that's not the case. You can do exactly what you just referred to and find people that are happy with your business and making sure that you're always listening and always reading what's latest.
And if if somebody pays you a compliment about you or your business or your employees or something, say it's okay to say to them, you know what, I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Are you on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social media sites? And if they say yes, you say, would you mind saying that to your community? That would really help us.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with asking for that.
In fact, I can tell you from my own personal experience, we got three teenage boys, and the oldest one needed to go to an orthodontist here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah.
Near Washington, D.C., and I can tell you that that orthodontist, without my particular advice, is doing a great job, because every time my son goes there, they give him a card that says, if you go to Facebook and do something good and say something good about our service...
Gal, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.